Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. Today is day 25 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer devotional, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 25, Yeshua, our mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5. For God is one, and there is but one mediator between God and humanity, Yeshua the Messiah, himself human. Mediator in the Greek is mesites, a middle person to reconcile two parties at enmity, God and man. Hebrews 8:6, but now the work Yeshua has been given to do is far superior to theirs, just as the covenant he mediates is better. For this covenant has been given as Torah on the basis of better promises. Is far superior to theirs, just as the covenant he mediates is better. Literally, is as far superior to theirs as the covenant he mediates is better. The covenant which Yeshua mediates is the new covenant, spoken of by Jeremiah 31 and Hebrews 8:8-12. It is better than the covenant of Moses mediated at Mount Sinai. For finding fault with them, he says, behold, days are coming, says Adonai, when I will inaugurate a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not remain in my covenant, and I did not care for them, says Adonai. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Adonai. I will put my Torah into their mind and upon their hearts. I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no more will they teach each one his fellow citizens and each one his brother, saying, know Adonai, because all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and their sins I will remember no more. Jewish understanding of mediator, David Stern, Jewish New Testament commentary. There is but one mediator between God and humanity, Yeshua the Messiah, himself human. This idea is resisted by non-Messianic Jews who urge that no human mediator is needed between God and mankind. The two covenant theorists mentioned in John 14:6, where Yeshua said, no one comes to the Father except through me, would offer the variant that Jews come to God without a mediator, but Gentiles approach him through Jesus. Some taking for granted that the very idea of a mediator is a principle un-Jewish think Shaul brought it in from the Gnosticism in order to make his gospel more palatable to Gentiles. Although Gnosticism posits various beings between God and man, the idea of a mediator between man and mankind is not only Jewish, between God and mankind is not only Jewish, but inseparable from the history of Israel recorded throughout the Tanakh. Quite apart from the Jewish tradition that angels mediated at the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai, Yeshua's role as mediator of the new covenant was foreshadowed by Moses, who is described as the mediator of the Torah, not only at Galatians 3:19, but also in the following extract from the 4th century Midrash Rabbah. Rabbi Yitzhak said, our rabbis learned that if a cask is broken before being delivered to the buyer, it is the middleman who bears the loss. God said to Moses, you are the middleman between me and my children. You broke the tables of the Torah, Exodus 32:19, so you must replace them. How do we know this? Because it is written, hew two tablets of stone like the first, Exodus 34:1, Deuteronomy Rabbah 3:12. A 9th century Midrash says, before Israel sinned, what does Scripture say of them? Before all Israel watching, the glory of the Lord appeared like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain, Exodus 24:17. According to Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, the phrase devouring fire means that seven realms of fire seem to be devouring one another on the mountaintop. And Israel looked and felt neither fear nor terror, but after sinning, they couldn't even look at the face of God's intermediary, as we learn from Exodus 34:29-35. Pasikta Rabadi 15:3. And a footnote in his translation of Pasikta Rabadi, Yale University Press, William G. Broad relates the word intermediary, Hebrew sarsur, rendered middleman, to Deuteronomy 5:5, where Moses said of himself, I stood between you and Adonai to declare to you the word of Adonai, since you were afraid of the fire and would not go up the mountain. If this is not mediation, what is? Besides Moses, the Kohanim were middlemen who presented the people's sacrifices to God. The prophets were middlemen who spoke God's words to the people. And the kings of Israel were middlemen in a more limited sense, ruling the people on God's behalf and representing to them before God. Far from being un-Jewish, human mediation between God and Israel is the norm in the Tanakh. But none of this makes God any farther away. Apparently, the motivation of those who object at the concept of the Messiah as a mediator between God and mankind is not Jewish, is to affirm that a Jew need not go through channels to get to God. Agreed, there are no Gnostic aeons or levels of attainment involved. Nor need one approach God through saints, priests, a church hierarchy, or through rabbis. God is near to all who call on him. Still, there is but one mediator. One must address God through Yeshua. Only then is there assurance that God is near, hearing our prayers. Why Yeshua? Because on one side, being human himself, he is near our humanity. But being himself also divine, he is near the Father in a way that we are not. No one has ever seen God but the Holy One, identical with God, the one at the Father's side, Yeshua, he has made him known, John 1:18. He and the Father are one, John 10:31. In him lives the fullness of all that God is, Colossians 2:9. And he is right now at God's right hand, interceding for his people, Hebrews 7:25-8:2. In at least five ways is Yeshua a middleman for mankind, Jews and Gentiles alike. Because being one prophet, two priest, three king, and four mediator of the new covenant with Israel, he is five, the ransom on behalf of all. As he himself said in Mark 10:45, bridging the gap we human beings have created between ourselves and God by our sin, the gap spoken of in Isaiah 59:1-2. See, the hand of Adonai is not shortened, so that it cannot save, nor is his ear heavy, so that it cannot hear. Rather, your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Middle men ease the way for others, because Yeshua is without sin, so that Isaiah 59:2 does not apply to him as it does to us. He eases our way into the presence of God. We can approach God because he accepts us as if we had not sinned, provided we have put our trust in Yeshua, who ransomed us. The other mediators were types, indicators pointing to him. Hebrews 1, 2-3, but now in the Acharit HaYamim, he has spoken to us through his Son, to whom he has given ownership of everything and through whom he created the universe. This Son is the radiance of the Shekinah, the very expression of God's essence, upholding all that exists by his powerful word. After he had, through himself, made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the HaGadulah Ba-Miromim, complete Jewish Bible translation. Hebrews 4, 14-16, therefore, since we have a great Kohen Gadol, who has passed through to the highest heaven, Yeshua, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we acknowledge is true. For we do not have a Kohen Gadol unable to emphasize with our weaknesses, since in every respect he was tempted just as we are, the only difference being he did not sin. Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne from which God gives grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. Hebrews 8:6, but now the work of Yeshua has been given to do is far superior to theirs, just as a covenant he mediates is better. For this covenant has been given as a Torah on the basis of better promises. In Hebrews 7:21-25, but Yeshua became a Kohen by the oath which God swore when he said to him, Adonai has sworn it will not change his mind. You are a Kohen forever. Also, this shows how much better is the covenant of which Yeshua has become a guarantor. Moreover, the present Kohanim are many in number because they are prevented by death from continuing in office. But because he lives forever, his position as Kohen does not pass on to someone else, and consequently, he is totally able to deliver those who approach God through him, since he is alive forever and thus forever able to intercede on their behalf. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, Mediator. When the enemy tries to accuse us in the courts of heaven, Yeshua is there to act as a mediator on our behalf. Blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 25 days, which are 3 weeks and 4 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple in its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. Bo Yeshua, Bo. Amen.